From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis, filling in for Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Roxanne Roberts, PJ O'Rourke, and Charlie Pierce. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill stretches out his gluteus remius muscles in preparation for the Listener Limerick Challenge. But if you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, though, it's time for a game we're calling...
I'm Bill Curtis, and this is the news.
Guys, Bill is going to read each of you three headlines we found in a newspaper recently. Only one of them is real. Pick the real one and you get a point. Here we go, Charlie. Your headline comes from the Manchester Evening News and concerns a funeral. Was it...
Frownsy the Clown fails to put the fun in funeral.
Or...
Funeral home enacts 140 character limit on tombstones.
Or...
Mourners flee funeral after fire breaks out at cremation.
Okay, the last one sounds like it actually could have happened, so I'm going to pick Frownsy the Clown.
You're going to pick Frownsy the Clown? No, it was in fact cremation.
No!
One of the mourners said we had a bit of a laugh about it. You don't expect cremation to be stopped because of a fire. Roxanne, for yours, which of these was a real headline announcing the death of a true American hero?
Neil Armstrong, the man who mooned us all.
Or...
Neil Armstrong makes one giant step into the grave.
Or...
Neil Armstrong, first man on the man.
Inadvertent typos can sometimes make their way into the paper. I'm going to go with first man on the man.
You're right. That was in the Hindustan Times. Very good.
Reached at home, Buzz Aldrin was unavailable for comment.
And PJ, your headline is from Marketing Magazine. It concerns the world of tennis. Was it?
Wimbledon finalists completely unpronounceable.
Or
Adidas gives Andy Murray new shorts after balls pop out.
Or
Adidas gives Venus Williams new shorts after balls pop out. I've always wanted to say that.
I may be letting the ideal triumph over the real, but I'm going with Venus Williams.
Oh, it was Andy Murray. Apparently. Couldn't keep his tennis balls from falling out. Nothing funny about that.